Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Late, great. Otis Redding, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. You're staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I think you'll find plenty of things there that you can read or listen to or watch that will help you with your small business, whatever, wherever you are in the ownership continuum, whether from startup to growth to divestiture, which we're all going to be doing one of these days. We're all going out of our businesses, either feet first or head first. One way or the other, we're going to be leaving. So that's something we all need to be thinking about at some point in time. Jim Donovan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. JimDonovan.com, right, Jim?
That's correct.
They can find your books there, all your books there, Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body, Handbook to a Happier Life, et cetera, et cetera. All of those are right there, so check that out. Also, your coaching information is there too, isn't it, Jim?
Some coaching, speaking, training, consulting. There's some audio stuff. There's free stuff. There's always free stuff on my website.
Right. And Jim's Gems, are you still doing that?
Oh, yeah, 20 years.
All right.
21, going on 21 years.
He's my hero. I've only been doing mine. I've only been doing mine for 13 years. So.
I thought of that the other day. I went from monthly to now I'm doing twice a week.
Yeah.
I tried three times a week blogging. It's like, no way am I going to make that schedule.
It's too much. So, all right, we're trying to claim 2013. Why don't New Year's resolutions work?
Well, now you're getting on my turf. Now you're right up my alley. Why New Year's resolutions don't work? Well, because people don't really believe they're going to do them, number one. That's probably the biggest one. And
they've almost become a joke, haven't they, of themselves?
Yeah, it is. The whole New Year's resolution thing's a joke. I think I take it to another place to go into more of like goal setting, where it's a similar concept. If I say, okay, I'm going to reach a certain level of health, or I'm going to reach a certain weight, I fully intend to do it. I'm going to do something about that. I went out and joined a health club last week, which I haven't belonged to for a number of years. I committed to a program. I did the walkthrough with the woman. And, you know, I mean, I'm moving toward that goal. That's a goal that's going to get achieved. Mm-hmm. Same thing in business and finance. I'm going to finish. I have another book I'm working on. I'm going to be done probably in another month or so. I'm just cranking along. And it's different than going, oh, well, I wish I could do this. Oh, wow, this would be nice if I did that. Get serious about your life. You know, this is your life. As my book title said, this is your life, not a dress rehearsal. It says that for a reason. This is the real deal. You know, the clock is ticking. Time's going on. It's like, at what point do I say, you know what, I'm going to go for the things that I want to go for. Get rid of the fear. Just get past it all and just go for it. You know, what would happen if you really, you know, took off the blinders and looked out and said, all right, where do I want to be? Where would I like to be in a year? And make that huge. I mean, make it scary. Like, I love what Bob Proctor said, that if your top goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. They should scare you and excite you simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like, wow, boy, if I got to that, that would be amazing. And then the other part is like, how am I ever going to do that? And that's not something you need to be able to answer right up front.
Well, the thing that you've got to do when it's okay to be a little ridiculous with those goals.
Yeah.
As long as you realize that you're not going to reach them by looking at that goal altogether. You've got to break it down into pieces, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got to break it down into parts. That's the reason I use the example of determine what you need, how much you need to sell in 2013.
Uh-huh.
What is that total number? Divide that by 11, and that's your new monthly budget for the next 11 months. And
right.
that way you can either take off December, or whatever you get in December is gravy. But at least you've set some goals and you've made a plan. You've broken it down. I mean, some of the best advice someone gave me once was make lots of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He said, make lots of decisions. And what he meant by that was make a lot of little decisions. Don't wait till they get so big that they run over you. Break big decisions into little decisions. And you also, and then when you fail in some of those little decisions, you don't take the house down.
Yeah.
And but breaking those big hairy goals, audacious goals down, into things that you can actually accomplish before long, you know, you've made some things happen.
The other thing that I tend to go, and this is maybe just a personal thing, when you said that before about the 12 months and divide it by 12, and
right.
My mind immediately went to, okay, take your goal for next year and now multiply it by 10 and see where that puts you.
Mm-hmm.
That generally shakes people at the core. But you know what? It's like, again, Proctor, I love quoting Proctor because he's so brilliant. He said the reason people make $50,000 a year is because they don't know how to make $50,000 a month.
Right.
And you listen to that a couple of times, and it kind of rocks your head a little bit. It's like, oh, wait a minute. What if he's right? Because mm-hmm. that's the only difference, because there are people that do both. How is mm-hmm. it they do that? You know, there's Fred's Pizza and there's Papa John, so what's the difference? And I think the other piece that has to come in there, and this is where I work as a coach, is that you got to decide what you want your pizza place to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't want to be Papa John. I don't want to be certain authors that I know that are at very high levels, because I'm not interested in doing what they have to do to stay there and get there. And you know, I saw with what do I want my life to look like, and I work backwards, because then I'm living my life.
Well, the main thing, but see, here's the point, though, Jim, and this is what you're saying, is it doesn't matter where you set your goals. It doesn't matter what you want your life to be, as long as you are in charge of it. You're not just letting the world hand it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. You can pick where you want to play the game.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, give us the website again, please.
Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com.
Thanks, Jim. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
We'll see you next time. See. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's already, his middle name is Eddie, and he's as ready.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.